Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 4, we taught that when a person repents, we should be willing to forgive them and welcome them back. Let's end the week with that thought today.
On his firm foundation for the Bible stands.
Also, I want you to see, as Jesus Christ, when somebody does repent, we ought to be the first to welcome them back if they repent and help them restart in their new rededication, hoping to keep them from falling again into their sin. Now look, if somebody got arrested for thievery, and they do some time to come back and they want forgiveness, forgive them and restore them completely. But don't put them in the counting the money or the treasury. Don't put the thing that brought them down as that in front of their face again. Just don't do that. Be wise about it. If you have somebody that got arrested for sexual sin, maybe something with an older gentleman touching a young lady or a young boy, then he got arrested. Hey, look, don't put him working with children. But he can come to church. And he can even be at the point where he is serving God. But you see, there's some people that there is no forgiveness in their heart. And so they would probably then think Jesus is wrong, because in 1 Corinthians 6, 9 through 11, when he said, such were some of you, he's talking about adulterers and homosexuals there. He even mentions them. And so you see that in the sexual predators, they're all mentioned there. And that just tells me that there are people that just have certain things in their mind that they're not willing to go along with God on those things, and yet they'll feel completely self-righteous in taking that stand. But again, you heard me say it, be the welcome them back if he or she repents. If. Not just saying, oh, well, hey, look, you just got to forgive them. And there's no repentance. There's no confession. There's no apology. Oh, no. Then something has to, you don't just grant them for the forgiveness, but you do have it in your heart, hoping they will repent. Now, we find that scriptures back this premise. In Galatians chapter 6, verses 1 through 3, we read this, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Now, boy, is that interesting that they added that at the end, considering yourself, lest thou also be tempted. In other words, that means it can happen to you. Then he goes on to say, bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if a man think himself to be something, when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. Now, that will upset some because it goes against the grain of the flesh. They don't want to do that. There's just no way. They don't want to do what they ought to do in Christ Jesus. It's just not in their way of life. It's just not in their heart to do so. Are you spiritual? That's what verse 1 says. They that are spiritual restore such a man. So, if you're unwilling to restore such a man, he's overtaken fault, restore him with the spirit of meekness. And if you're unwilling to do that, then you're really not spiritual, so you shouldn't even be trying. Verse 2 said, bear ye one another's burden, and so fulfill the law of Christ. So that brings the question is, do you fulfill the law of Christ in bearing one another's burden? Verse 3 said, for if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. Do you think yourself better or superior to them? If so, you are very deceived. The devil has you totally deceived. Now, in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 24 through 26, we read this. And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient, in meekness instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who taketh them captive by him at will. Wow. So again, you're seeking to bring people to repentance and to acknowledge the truth. Okay, this is true. But we stick with it. We just don't give up on it. We're not there to do anything we can to hurt the people in a way that says you deserve this, but there's no desire for restoration or repentance. Then we've got a problem. So the question again comes, are you gentle unto all, not only to your friends? Are you seeking to bring them to repentance? Not to see how many you can tell of their failure. You see, that speaks of the love that God wants us to have. And you people go around talking to others, especially when they haven't talked to them. Now, I had one man one time that came in my office and told of a disagreement. And when he got ready to leave, he said, well, Pastor, I'm just leaving this church, but don't worry, I won't go out and talk to other people. Before he's out of the parking lot, he talked to three different people and just went off. And from what I understand, that some of the things he went off on about was just not so. So I, again, and one of the men that he went off to was the wrong guy to go off to. So again, some people are just taken captive by Satan at will. So we got to realize that when that man, that like the man that blew up my office, what was the reason he'd blow up like that? Is this a real conviction with him? Especially after you've shown him what he's standing on, it's not biblical. It goes against the scripture. So why would that be? Well, it's simply because maybe something in their family, maybe something in their personal life, maybe something else that is there, but whatever it is that has gotten a hold of them, we're trying to be gentle, but we're going to be firm. We're trying to be loving, but we're not going to compromise. Our deal is to try to seek to bring them to repentance. Now, some people are taken captive by Satan at will. So God places spiritual people to be there to help them recover themselves. That's the way of life in what we ought to do as Christians. So the question comes back is, are you spiritual? Christians face trials that, well, they just require patience. And patience carries the idea of endurance. That is the ability to continue working in spite of strong opposition or being let down greatly. And so there are great obstacles to these things. And sometimes it's persecution. But my friend, if you will persevere, produces proven spiritual character. Tribulation, as you know, will often bring about and show patience, a spiritual patience and a spiritual purity. So you have to decide, where are you going to stand in this thing? Don't forget the example of Barnabas bringing a man named Saul when all the apostles did not want him there. They heard of the way this guy was who had drug people off to prison, men and women. Gave the go-ahead for death penalty and all that. But yet the same one, the same apostle that had Barnabas stand in for him, later, when Barnabas tries to stand in for Mark to him, he rejects. He rejects it, and he and Barnabas end up parting company. Yet later, the same apostle Paul asked to send Mark. Now somehow, the second time when Paul does send for Mark, it's because Mark has proven himself. Isn't it great that we have the God of the second chance? Now, some people like to get down on Barnabas for trying to bring Mark with him the second time. I don't know, but there are people that put the Apostle Paul almost as Jesus Christ, as somebody to be worshipped. Paul is just like you and me, if you're saved, that a sinner saved by the grace of God. Was he a better Christian? Probably so. I don't have any doubt about it that he was better than I am. But I'm just saying that he was still susceptible to make mistakes. And he even said in Romans chapter 7, the good that I would do, I end up not doing it. And the bad that I would do, I end up doing it. Oh, wretched man that I am. So remember, we worship the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But we're thankful for men of God, whether it was a Paul or Barnabas, or others from whom we can learn. God even used Mark to write a New Testament book. God is the God of the second chance. Why can't you be the brother or sister of Christ who's willing to give your brothers and sisters in Christ a second chance if they repent? Praise God for Barnabas and his way of life that was like Christ in his forgiveness. But don't miss this also. Loving as Christ should have us to love as he loved. And loving Christ would have us to, how shall I say this? Don't miss this. Loving Christ would have us to love his word. Because if we love him and we're committed to him, we're going to do work. But we're going to do the work that's in his heart, in his word, and his desire. And it's not going to be built upon convenience. It's not going to be built on just word. It's going to be built on doing. And that ought to be a way of life for each of us. Now, again, let me say it. A real love in your heart is a love that is going to work. Because you love Jesus Christ, you serve him. But don't look at it as working as some kind of a legalistic thing. Well, I gotta not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together matters to me. So I guess I gotta be in church. I don't like going, but I'll be there. No, that's not any love in that whatever.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
It's true. We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.